This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day here in Easton, nice and cool. Robin's sitting here with me on the couch. We're in front of our fire in our recreational room, and just turned off the big old TV, sitting here enjoying our back room and our couch.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Robin. It's another day in the great outdoors. It is the last day of the antlerless deer muzzleloader season for Region B. Yesterday ended the bear season for Maryland in the western four counties. And Laura and I, Laura's my quote-unquote adopted daughter, hunted Monday. Tuesday it rained, so I worked back home. Wednesday we were out, and Thursday we were out. Wednesday night came home because Laura had some things to attend to, and we didn't hunt Friday. However, according to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, as of last night, 132 bears were taken in the area. There were a handful from Frederick County, a handful from Washington County, 20 couple from Allegheny County, and the bulk of the rest were from Garrett County, which is to be, you know, expected. That's the big bear county in Maryland is Garrett County. Everything else kind of stems from Garrett and Allegheny. So I want to say congratulations to all the bear hunters. One of our listeners, Bob Underwood, shot a nice one. Field dressed 180-pound black bear, but I'm sure there were some that were larger and some that were smaller, taken in the harvest. So bear season is behind us, isn't it, Rob?
Oh, yeah. You're back.
Huh?
You're back.
I'm back, yeah.
Yeah,
back.
I had some quiet time.
Exactly. That I'm also sitting here looking at my Maryland black bear that we had mounted in a full body mount, and it's sitting there looking over. It's looking at you, I think. It looks a little hungry this morning.
Oh, go for it.
Okay, I'll go for it.
Not you, the bear.
No, the bear. Tell the bear to go for it. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood for sure. This is our last day of our muzzleloader contest for October, and we'll be giving that away sometime later in the second hour. Chris has graciously printed out all the entries for us, typed out all the entries for us. We have everybody lined up here, and Robin's going to get her computer-generated number generator rocking and rolling here shortly when we're ready to draw, probably around 6:30 or quarter to 7, something like that. Chris will send us the rest of them that come in today, and somebody's going to win a muzzleloader today. Somebody on this list in my hot little hand.
Let me see the list.
You know some of those folks. So, anyway.
They're all good folks, that's why.
All good folks, yep. It's 52 degrees in Myersville, Maryland, in Frederick County, where we were bear hunting. It's 57 here in Easton, so beautiful day to get out there and hunt if you're going to take some meat from the freezer. For the freezer, take a nice white-tailed doe today. And, you know, what else is happening around the world? We got some interesting stuff, but we're also taking our phone callers here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's for the muzzleloader contest.
That's what I was getting ready to ask. Did you tell them they can still call in today and get on the list?
Yeah, you weren't paying attention. I went over that whole thing a few minutes ago. Good grief.
I didn't hear you tell them they can still call today.
Because you're doing something else.
Oh, it's a lot easier to act like you're married when you're on your couch instead of in the studio. This is going to be interesting.
I just went through the whole muzzleloader thing about giving a muzzleloader away.
I heard that.
For
Chris,
October.
And Chris typed it out.
Yeah, he typed it out.
I didn't hear you say, and I must have missed it, excuse me, that you said that they could still call in and get on the list
for
today.
This is our last day, and they can call in and get on the list. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-680.
You did, you lied.
I did. So anyway, Chris, do we have any callers on? Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan.
How are
good
things
morning,
back at the WCBM on the station there, buddy?
Copacetic.
Copacetic. Wow.
What you're saying is more than it is here right now.
Exactly.
Nice. Any callers on the line yet?
No, sir. Not
no
yet.
Callers.
Nope, everybody's just waking up.
Well, they better.
That or they're still stuck in Bay Bridge traffic.
That's true.
Oh, good grief.
Oh. Hour and a half for him to get from our house to the Bay Bridge the other day.
Oh, yeah, hour and a half. Yeah, that's like a 20-minute run. And then coming back the other day, I have no idea why on God's green earth are they shutting down the right four lanes of the toll plaza.
Because they're not collecting tolls anymore. They think that way they can just people can just run through.
Run through it. Guess what? Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. Not everybody reads that stuff that, you know, that they're doing at the Bay Bridge. I mean,
like you,
to,
you had
well,
no,
I had
idea.
No idea. I was up in Frederick County. I had no idea, but, you know.
He stopped that about 2 weeks ago.
They did not.
Yes, he did.
2 weeks ago?
About 2 weeks ago.
I've been back and forth since then. That wasn't that way till Thursday when
Maybe
came
they
out.
Hadn't closed down those lanes, but they started the no toll sending the things about a week and a half ago, probably.
Either way, the Bay Bridge is a sore spot with a lot of people that live on the eastern shore, getting to the western shore and getting back from the western shore, and it's not a happy time for a lot of people. So, to respond to John B. Good morning, John B. How you doing, buddy? Glad to hear your email this morning. See your email this morning. We've got a baby on the way, Robin.
Yes, we do.
Yep, glad to hear that too. So, we know that's coming soon, and so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we've been waiting.
Yep, and another email from Richard who would like to enter the muzzleloader contest, and we've got his entry in there. He's ready to go. Thank you, Richard. Glad to hear. Man, Richard makes a killer crab soup. Remember, you traded your
yes, he does. It's
your
wonderful.
Your recipe for what was that?
Grandmommy's crab cakes.
Yeah, Grandmommy's crab cakes. There you go. So, anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from anybody out there that would love to hear from us. The bear season was uneventful, other than the fact that we weren't sure we had bears on the property. 2 years ago, when Laura and I hunted up there, that would have been the 2017 season, we know there were at least three. We didn't know we had any this year. So we put some trail cameras out about 2 weeks ahead of the season, and we got deer, and we got turkeys. And we got squirrels and possums and raccoons and foxes. The other thing we didn't see was a bear and a Bigfoot. Now we saw a bear.
Yep, right before they came out.
Well, Tuesday, he was there a little after midnight, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. We were in the stand the next morning. And then he was there again midnight on Wednesday, just before it became Thursday, and we were there Thursday. Few hours later in stand.
You were there the wrong time.
Well, you can't hunt them at midnight.
I know.
But the trail camera was set up directly across from our ground blind. But it was pointed a little bit down the trail. Now, the trail we were looking at was directly across from the ground blind at maybe 15 yards, if that. Okay. The bear came between the camera and our ground line, which means the little twig sticking up in the camera behind the bear was about 10 feet from us. So we'd picked the right spot. We were on the right trail.
Chris, they did have some big kills this week, though.
Oh, they did?
You did.
What did we kill?
You kept sending me pictures.
Oh, man, yeah. We got in the blind on Monday morning. We had a wolf spider there about point to point on his legs, like a crab. He was probably about 4 inches in diameter. That was a big old wolf spider. That was a, you know, and then we had jumping spiders and everything else. What?
He has callers. I don't know if you could hear.
I didn't hear him say that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got Martin on the line.
Martin, let's talk to Martin. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Hear you great. How about you? Can you hear me back?
Yep, I can hear you back. What are we talking about? The muzzle loader?
If you'd like to, sure.
Well, I got something for you. I saw a big doe that was a piebald black.
Really?
Over the last day of the muzzleloader season, I didn't shoot it, but it was the oddest looking deer, real long old doe, and this was up in western Maryland in Allegheny.
Yeah.
On private property, and I did not pull the trigger because I was looking for a big buck, which I never saw.
So it had black and white, right?
No, no white at all, just black. On one side, it was a real big black spot, and just the whole deer was darker than the other deer. I didn't get a picture or anything like that. Just thought it was an unusual thing.
Well, it is unusual because what you're seeing there is a deer that's called melanistic. It has more melanin in its skin than normal. And
more water.
But yeah, I mean, and that can happen too. It's a little more rare than a white and brown piebald, but if you know, it's all part of the same genetics that has to do with skin color. And
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
I didn't want to just shoot it just for the hide, but I actually felt like, well, I could do that, you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't. It's out there in Green Ridge, and anybody wants to hunt for it.
Well, you could have got it for the meat, too. I mean, isn't that why we hunt for the most part?
Yeah. Yeah, but I've already got one with my bow. I got a buck up there with my bow, so...
I got it.
It kind of satisfies my need for the
for the freezer? Yeah.
Ethical hunter.
Ethical. Yes, sir. Very good. Well, thanks for calling that one in, and I'm sure Chris has your name on the... on the list for the muzzleloader.
Oh, the muzzleloader! I'm going to win. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we'll know that a little later in the morning. So.
All right.
I like his positive attitude.
I do too. Yes, I do.
Well, I've met you guys several times at the Elk Bank.
Oh yeah, we'll be up there again, I'm sure.
Okay. Well.
All right.
We used to go to the Clarksville one in
right.
March, I think it is. And that's
right. Right. Yeah, I just talked to Chuck Reel yesterday. That's coming up next March.
Yeah.
Whatever that Sunday is, give me a second here.
Okay. Well, out of that same stand, I saw the black deer. I saw a bear on Thursday evening, which was the beginning of the muzzleloader, a small black bear. And then the next morning, I saw a porcupine, which was screaming at the night. It sounded like a cow elk.
Really?
Sounds.
Yeah, they make a weird noise. There's no question.
I got this on film, and then of course you know I'm not a good person with a phone or electronics. I got excellent footage, but the button wasn't pushed.
I
turned it off.
I hear you.
It off. I got about 2 seconds worth of footage.
Yeah.
But it knows. I've seen 1, 2, 5. One of them was dead. Porcupines in western Maryland.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're making a comeback.
Nothing in the book about it.
They're making a comeback, no question.
Yeah, but I don't see anything in the book as far as, it doesn't even mention a porcupine as being alive in Maryland.
I got it. Yep. No bobcats, though, right?
Bobcat, yes. Bobcat was one, another guy, was hunting my same area there, and has footage, and I have the footage of a bobcat, which I've seen several of those.
Right.
But that was on, he shot a doe with his bow on Sunday.
Okay.
And before he shot the doe, this bobcat came walking through. So we saw a bear, a porcupine, and a bobcat, and a melanistic deer all in the same area.
Well, see, that's what I call great hunt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm tickled when I see something like that. It makes my hunt. So
exactly.
Good time.
The Baltimore Banquet that you mentioned at Clarksville's Sunday, March 15th, 2020.
Yeah, we'll be there.
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you.
See you guys. Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Who's up next, Chris?
Okay, we've got Mark, Tom, and Linda online.
Mark, Tom, and Linda. Well,
yeah,
let's
Mark,
get to,
Tom, and Linda. Let's go
let's
to Mark.
Let's get to Mark, Tom, and Linda here real quick. Go ahead, Mark. You're next.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to call in and thank you for the entertainment value that you guys provide me on my long drive from the Western Shore over to Preston to go deer hunting. So.
You're going to Preston. Well, enjoy yourself, buddy. Thank you so much. And it's fun doing the show with Robin, even though we're back and forth a little bit. You know, it's all in good fun.
We're still trying to figure out how we're doing this from home. And
well,
so
I'm sure you'll work it out.
Well, I have no doubt. So, all right, buddy. Appreciate it. Good. Have a good hunt.
You too. Have a good day. We'll see.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Hey, Chris, let's talk about a couple of our sponsors. Ask the callers if they'll stay, and I'll tell them about, I'll tell them about our buddies at Bay Country Bakery. Why not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You know, and we're on Route 50, or I'm headed down there to the deer stand or the duck blind. My mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery. They've got donuts and sandwiches and fresh hot coffee. Man, I'll tell you what, Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has the most delicious fresh baked donuts I've ever eaten. Pastries, cookies, Chuck, elephant ears, and breads on the Eastern Shore, enough for everyone in camp, and they serve a great breakfast 6 to 11 Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, and even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty, tasty lunch, and they have some special lunches, no question. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And there's a chocolate donut on the highway sign, too. Dave and Gina Levy are your hosts. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best, and they do. Bay Country Bakery, located 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge, on Route 50 East. You think about a big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Now we have a new sponsor that for a couple of weeks. There's a property coming up for sale. Hunters, don't miss this opportunity to own your own prime hunting property. This is an absolute auction of 286 acres on Stone Boundary Road in Cambridge, Maryland. It's on November 9th at 1:03 in the afternoon. This farm is in the heart of prime Sika deer territory, and the auction will be held on site. Once again, it's an absolute auction of 286 acres of prime hunting property, and that's November 9th at 1:03 in the afternoon. For more information, visit marshallauctions.com, marshallauctions.com. Real estate agents, please contact Doug Marshall for a broker participation form. And brokers must have their clients registered with the auction company 48 hours prior to the auction. That's marshallauctions.com for the absolute auction of 286 acres of prime hunting property in Dorchester County, November 9th. Do not miss this one. Let's talk about our buddies at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer. There's a couple of new Browning firearms coming out. The AB300 that I've been talking about, the combo gun with the factory-installed scope has been replaced by another AB300. It's called the Long Range. And it's coming out, and Clyde's have got all of the AB300s and the combos if you'd like to check that out. That's a great price on a high-powered bolt-action rifle. The one that's becoming the most popular is the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. Comes in three models, the Speed, Long Range, and McMillan models. And if you're looking for a high-powered rifle, that's another good one. Comes in three different models. It comes in calibers like 6.5 Creedmoor and, you know, the Long Range, 7mm mags and so forth. Then there's the X-Bolt for bolt-action rifles. It's extremely accurate. It's a step up. The bolt-action big game hunting perfection, all standard magnum, short magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. The X-Bolt is the one that came after the A-Bolt, the Browning rifle that I shoot and use for black bears in 300 Magnum, and it's a beautiful firearm. And you'll like those Brownings. So go check them out at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. We'll be right back after this.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCPM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans.
My
come on,
song.
Baby, you can fill my pipe. And
then go
fetch
my slippers.
And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe.
Tell
me,
tell me
why
you're
leaving me.
That won't be an issue.
No, I'm sure you'd tell me straight up.
I'm not going anywhere.
Nah, me neither. All right, let's go to the callers. They've waited long enough. Let's talk to Tom. Hello, Tom. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. You?
I'm good, man.
Glad to hear.
I guess I waited too long to catch up with you. I kept telling myself one morning I'm going to come down and pull you over as you leave the studio.
Well, you should.
I'm not in the studio no more.
That's right. Well, do you want me to text you when I'm coming so you can, you know, live your fantasy?
Well,
and pull me over.
I'm going to retire here in about a month.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we'll figure it out.
If you're coming a month, let me know.
All right. I'll let you know. That'd be fun to get pulled over.
I'm bored out of it now that you know.
Hey, look, I got pulled over on my way to the station one time. I overslept. When I lived in Baltimore County, I overslept and I was flying down Old Court Road. And a cop pulled me over. And I said, officer, listen, I want to explain something to you. I'm not denying that I was going too fast, but can I play the radio for you? And he goes, okay. So I turned the radio up, and it was me doing a pre-recorded show. I said, that's my voice on the radio. I'm doing a live radio show, and I'm late. I slept in. And I said, that's my recorded voice. You're hearing my regular voice. I need to be at the studio. He goes, well, here's your warning. Have a nice day. I thought that was first class. I respect the Maryland State Police for the most part because.
I'd let you go, brother.
Huh?
I'd let you go.
Well, yeah, but you know me. This guy didn't know me from Adam, you know.
So. Well, I got to get to my PETA meeting, but just wanted to call in and get in contact.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, you know, as George Malone, former president of Maryland Bowhunter Society, used to say, I've been on so many bloodless hunts this year that I'm on PETA's Christmas card list.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm kind of sticking with that line for now. So, but
go.
I'll give George credit for it every time I say it.
How you doing, Robin?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. It was nice on play your favorite song before I come on.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it. So. All right, buddy. Have a nice day. Care. Be safe out there.
Be careful.
Thank you. Let's talk to Linda.
Good morning.
Hey, Linda, how you doing?
Good morning.
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Wonderful.
That's good. Well, I gave my boy a challenge. He had to get all A's and B's, and then we could talk about starting to look into hunting, and now he's on the Honor Society, so I guess I'm hoping.
Ah, you're on the hook, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's a good hook to be on, let me tell you.
I think that's great.
Yep.
He loves the fishing, and, you know, now he sets his alarm. I won't let him get up at 5 to listen to you, but he gets up at 6.
Nice.
He listens to you. So you're his radio mentor.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope to live up to that. Good grief. So
after 6 o'clock, if you can take a morning to Riley, I'd appreciate it.
Riley. Okay, I'll try to remember that. Can you remember that, Robin?
Yeah.
Riley?
Yep.
We'll do our best.
Yep.
Okay,
well,
cool.
I entered into the muzzleloader contest.
Okay. I think you entered before, didn't you?
Last year.
Oh, okay. Good. Very good.
I haven't talked to you since, well, we were busy over the summer.
Yeah.
Fishing and outdoor
sure.
stuff. So I have,
sure.
you know, I listen every morning that you're on. It's just I haven't called in.
I got it. Well, I appreciate it. Hey, good luck to you. Good luck to you. Robin.
I can't ask questions about him.
Robin's got the random generator on her phone, so, you know, whatever number comes up is the one that's going to win the muzzleloader. So everybody stands an equal chance.
There you go.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Who's up next, Chris?
We have open lines.
Open lines. Well, in that case, I'm going to talk a little bit about one of our sponsors, Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how much product they have on the shelves over there. And if you know, if you're looking for muzzleloader, there's a whole section of muzzleloader accessories. If you're looking for archery, that's the big one. Anything you could need for any type of bow, whether it's custom arrows or, you know, accessories. They've got them for compound bows. They've got them for crossbows. They've got the arrows. They've got the, you know, all the little things that you carry in your pack, everything that you need to put on your bow, the sights, the rest, and all that stuff. And, of course, as far as bow tuning is concerned, our buddy Pete Morris is the guy to call for that. He's the pro on that deal. Camouflage apparel for all seasons. Firearms by Remington, Chiappa, and now Savage. Muzzle loaders and accessories by our friends at CVA and Thompson Center. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, and anything and everything for waterfowl. Largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. All major brands. Decoys, plenty of them. Steel shot, any kind of waterfowl gear, camo, clothing, boots, hips, and waders. And it's Chesapeake Outdoors, located Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road exit on Kent Island. That's Chester, Maryland. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. Just thought I'd throw that in. Any callers, Chris? I think he's screening a call right now.
Wait, speaking of the Bay Bridge traffic.
Yes.
That affected us last weekend.
It did.
We tried to get to my great niece's birthday party.
Yeah.
And we got stuck in traffic, and you were leaving to go bear hunting, so we ended up having to turn around. Mm-hmm. And it turns out one of our listeners is someone I went to high school with. So if you're out there this morning, Frank Todd, good morning. He didn't know that the year before he'd been talking to Alan.
Right.
And he Googled you for something, and my picture came up.
Oh, good grief.
So that's how he figured out.
I look nothing like you.
Well, I mean, evidently us together.
Oh.
And he figured out that the man he was talking to was you, and he loves your show. And he was telling my sister, I can't wait for your sister and him to get here so I can talk to him. And we never showed up. So we wanted to tell him good morning. He can call in if he gets a chance. And if not, let's get together sometime.
That was your fault. We didn't show up.
It is not my fault.
All right. We got Mark. Let's talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Welcome. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you, Robin?
I'm wonderful.
Good. Keep it that way.
No, exactly.
Welcome to my life. I've been working from my home for 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I run the weather and the traffic forecast out of morbid curiosity to see what other people are living with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, I spend a lot of time on the road, so I got to deal with that traffic. But staying over here is really nice. No question.
No, I'm just thinking about Saturday morning. That
yeah. Oh, Saturday morning. This is spectacular.
You've been on the radio about 30 years.
A little over, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it was one thing when you lived up in Baltimore County, but
10 minutes away. Yeah.
Getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Whew. Yeah,
it's a kill today.
Yeah, well, I'd get up at 2:30, and this is as recently as a couple of weeks ago, and drive across the bridge, try to leave the house at 3 after a brew of coffee, and got ready to go, and leave the house at 3, get to the Bay Bridge 3:30-ish, and get to the station about 4:30, 4:45, and be ready to go. And that's 2.5, 2 hours. And then another, 2 hours at the station, and then another hour and a half to 2 hours getting home and fighting the traffic and all that stuff. So, I mean, basically Saturdays were shot.
Yeah.
And you sleep all afternoon.
There were days I would sleep for 2-3 hours in the afternoon. So.
It's inevitable. You got to burn the candle at both ends. Now you just pad your way into the studio and you're done.
Exactly right. Got my coffee. Got my girlfriend, got my wife.
Let's not go there.
Same person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's same person sitting here with me. And the fire's going, and I'm looking at my bear and my ducks and reliving my hunting memories. There's a deer head over there. There's one of my New Brunswick bears. So it's all good, man. I'm just living life and loving it here on the Eastern Shore.
We actually have a flyway coming into our back room.
Yeah, that does kind of look like a flyway with all those ducks.
Wow.
We don't need any more ducks.
Oh, yeah, we do. We need a redhead. We need a Drake pintail.
Well, as somebody who's moving this week, I can tell you I don't need any more anything.
Yeah, I get it. Well, I'm actually...
Well, that's right, you're moving.
Yeah, that's right, you're moving. So, I'm keeping the canvas backs. I might donate a couple sea ducks to somebody. I've already got a place for the wood duck pair. Told the guys down at camp I'm bringing the wood ducks down, and they were happy with that. We got, 2 dozen wood ducks coming into every corn feeder when the feeder goes off for the sika deer. And if there's water, they're there. So it's a great place. So.
That's wonderful. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
We all are speaking for the audience.
I appreciate that. All right. Well, Mark, you have a wonderful day. You're in the contest?
What's that?
You're in the contest?
Oh, no. I won a couple of years ago. I liked it better. With other charities, where none of this random number stuff. They just pull their friend's name and they're done.
Oh, you like that better, huh? Good. Thanks.
Tell me that never happened.
I know it happened.
But tell me that doesn't happen.
But it sure does. But I'll tell you what, you were the last couple of coalition benefits, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't put my name in anything, okay? I mean, I buy plenty of tickets, but I don't put my name in. At that kind of event, and I try not to pull any of our directors, but it is all random, and
sure.
So if somebody wins by accident, it's certainly not that.
Do you have 3 minutes to hear a horrible story?
Nope, next week. Lines are full. Okay?
I will talk to you from Delaware next week.
Beautiful. Have a wonderful move.
Safe move.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. Who's next, Chris?
All right, we've got Stan, the truck driving man.
Oh, yeah, I was going to bring him up. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Allen. Good morning, Mr. Rob.
Hey, Stan. How you doing, buddy?
Morning.
Your son was taking your name in vain online this week, you know.
Did he now?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he said he actually admitted to being your son.
What's wrong with that?
Not a thing. And he caught a beautiful 5-pound bass out of that pond in Tawnytown.
I'm listening to you at the house, and I'm jealous as heck. And he keeps sending me these pictures with all his free time. And I'm jealous.
Sure.
I'm just going to disown him. Hell with him.
Well, there you go. Why not? Why not? Yeah.
I stopped into that hunting and fishing place you always talk about, and, oh, boy, did they fleece me for some lures. They came down last Sunday. He was impressed that he got an answer from you Sunday when he says, how do I get a hold of Mr. Allen? And we got him to your.com.
Oh, yeah. And, I got an email, and then I got a Facebook message from him, so.
Yeah, well, I needed something quick on the way home, so I stopped in and I thanked everybody for supporting your program, and because it gives me a real thrill on Saturday morning. But, I said, give me something good for bass, and I'm out of here. Led me right over to what was hot and what was not. It's been so long, Mr. Allen.
Sure.
But in and out the door I went. My grandson was absolutely overjoyed.
Good.
That's really cool.
That's good. We're glad to hear that our folks support our customers. Our advertisers. There, a lot of these folks are longtime advertisers. You know, they've been around forever. You hear their recorded commercials.
Yep.
But I stop in and see them, you know. And
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I mean, I support them, so I believe in them, you know.
Well, here's the bad part. My wife, his grandmother, saw the receipt.
Now you're in trouble.
Yeah, I do.
Overtime is in the works, huh?
Oh, well, I'm working weekends. I'm out here in my deer stand, and we're trucking westbound, and I'm praying not to hit anything because it's
not
mine.
Yeah,
I'm not used to this thing. It's brand new to me. What I wanted to ask you for last week, I think one of the callers touched on it, the full moon. What was that, a week ago, a week and a half ago? Mr. Allen, I'm telling you, I think the longest full moon I have ever seen in my life. I come in on Thursday night, and on Sunday night, it was still absolutely bright out here.
Yeah. Well, the high tides were a result of that, and I suspect that's because the orbit of the moon around the Earth was closer this time, you know, which caused the flood times and so forth. So, you know, I don't know all that much about it. I mean, I know I like to hunt when the tides are high where I'm sitting because I think that prompts feeding activity. And, you know, when you see the cattle and the horses outside feeding up on their feet, then that's when the deer are probably out because it's, you know, it's feeding time for any critter that lives outside and is influenced by that tidal influence. So,
I don't know.
And, you know, there's a whole table out there called the Sol-Lunar Table that has to do with the activity of the sun and the moon.
Well, one of these days when I get a chance, I'll Google it.
S-O-L?
Oh.
S-O-L-U-N-A-R. Sol-Lunar. Sun, moon.
All winter.
Yep.
I'll Google it.
Google.
If nothing else in this life, I have seen some beautiful nature.
That's no question.
70 miles an hour. But
sure. Yeah, I know. All right, buddy.
I don't know why I'm losing your signal. Mr. Allen, we're always listening.
Be safe out there, buddy.
He's all yours. I'll see you two guys in a little bit. Be careful.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
And up next is
Robert.
Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, bud. What's going on?
Good morning, Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Just entered the muzzleloader contest.
All right. You are in.
I'm just working hard and get ready to get in the woods this evening.
Well, what are you headed out for? Deer this evening?
Yeah, I hunt up at Liberty a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I listen to you every weekend, but I'm, you know.
Have you ever seen any bears up there?
No, never seen no bears. A lot of turkey.
Yeah. Robin sent me an article here earlier. There were a couple of fellows out bass fishing on Liberty and had a bear swim across the reservoir.
No, never seen that. Been hunting up there many moons.
Many moons, yeah.
Many moons. Been a long time.
Well, they're out there. So just be careful.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Well, you're in the contest, buddy.
All right. I appreciate it.
You have a good time.
Love your show.
All right. Thanks. Let us know if you get something. Send me a picture.
Have a great day.
All right. See you. Bye-bye. Hey, Chris, let's take a break, and then we'll continue with the rest of the callers, okay?
Yeah, because coming up next, we've got John.
All right. Well, John, hang on the line. We'll be right back with you. So, hey, hunters, don't miss this opportunity to own your own prime hunting property. There's an absolute auction of 286 acres. That's on Stone Boundary Road in Cambridge, Maryland, November 9th at 1:03 in the afternoon. That's a Saturday. This farm is in the heart of prime Sika deer territory. The auction will be held on site at the property. Once again, it's an absolute auction of 286 acres of prime hunting property, and it's November 9th. For more information, visit MarshallAuctions.com. Now, real estate agents, I know you're listening. Please contact Doug Marshall for a broker participation form, and brokers must have their clients registered with the auction company 48 hours prior to the auction. That's MarshallAuctions.com for the absolute auction of a 286 prime hunting property in Dorchester County on November 9th. You don't want to miss this one. MarshallAuctions.com. Now let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors one more time. Chesapeake Outdoors is located right off Route 50, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Ken Island in Chester, Maryland. And they've got everything and anything for hunters and anglers because they are the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. You can get ready for bow season. Well, bow season's here. You can get ready for the rut, let's put it that way, if you're not. Any little accessory, any new arrows that you might need, they've got all the accessories. They got the Raven R26 and R29 crossbows. They've got the Mission Sub 1XR. They've got the Matthews Vertex bows, and the new Matthews are coming out on the 16th. So stand by for that. They'll have an announcement on the 16th of what Chesapeake's going to be able to offer for the new Matthews bows. Firearms and ammunition, if you need a nice Remington or something called a Chiapa or even a new Savage, they've got it. Muzzle loaders by CVA and Thompson Center, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, large selection of waterfowl calls, decoy, steel shot, gear, camo, and camouflage apparel for all seasons, including banded and scent lock. So you might want to look at that. Thousands of accessories for bows and muzzleloaders and firearms, too. It's Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Ken Island. That's Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Let's go to the recorded commercials, and we'll be right back after that.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Overcast skies for today as we start the weekend with a high this afternoon about 67. Now tonight cloudy, occasional rain later on tonight with a low 58 as we head into Sunday. Thunderstorms likely, 75 the afternoon high. Look to lows lower 50s. Then by Monday as we head back to work, a lot of sunshine, 68. Tuesday, partly cloudy, 68. Then showers return by Wednesday and Thursday. Highs low to mid 60s. I'm Craig Ross with the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I ain't never shot no big rag buck. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed 'cause I got no luck. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I watch their shows on my TV. Spooks Band's my hero, got a crush on Tiffany. The bone collector Michael Waddell makes it look easy, but I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I wear my rubber boots, I got a sit box suit, around a bag and drunk ball. Pour out my 1069, I use it all the time, but I still got no buck on my wall. Never had blood smeared on my face, but there's cut shirt tail pieces all over the place. My hunting buddies say I'm just a bit disgraced, 'cause I'm pretty bad at hunting deer.
Alright. Pretty bad at hunting deer. Alright, well let's talk to some folks online. Let's see who we got on there. Go ahead.
We got John.
John, Big John. Go ahead, John.
I'm out of Fredericksburg. Good morning.
Hey, John. Glad to hear here from Fredericksburg. What's that?
3 or 4 hours an evening, 4 or 5 evenings a week for the last 6 weeks. Never pulled the trigger other than with a decocking arrow until last night.
What happened?
Last evening, I sat in a swale on the north edge of my second meadow.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 5 minutes after I sat down, pretty as you please, here this doe comes out of the wood line, prancing across the meadow, browsing on anything that was green. Constantly working her way towards me.
Mm-hmm.
She might as well have been carrying a sign that said, shoot me, shoot me.
Uh-huh.
She got 25 meters away, the first time in my life I've ever pulled the trigger on anything other than a human being. And it is the most rewarding trigger pull that I have ever had in my life. Those people who object to hunting have no idea about being one with nature, watching the antics of these animals, and it's a shame. They will never, probably never, have the opportunity to have the enjoyment that we have out there.
That's correct. That is correct.
So, and I am
so the question remains.
Yes.
Were you successful?
Oh yes.
Oh, that part wasn't clear.
I hobbled back. I dropped off the crossbow and the bipod, got my lawn tractor and trailer, and went out to the south end of that second meadow. Had her in the trailer before the sunset. I had her field dressed. And I did not get a photograph.
The outdoorsman.
What was that, Chris? Well, you don't have a photograph. Well, you know what? That's a shame, but because I was going to ask you to send me one, I would have been glad to publish that in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and celebrate with you. But I celebrate with you on the air, and all of our listeners are going, "Yay, John!" Because now, you know, you've done it. Congratulations. What's that?
Numerous factions of government, all levels, who are trying to outlaw weapons of war.
Oh, yeah.
And those muzzle loaders and flintlocks and blunderbusses have all been carried in war. And the AR-15 has never been carried in a combat zone. It's not a weapon of war. But are you setting me up for some kind of a thing here with a muzzle loader?
Maybe. If we draw your number.
Please enjoy what remains of the weekend.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Congratulations again. All right. Who's next? Nobody's next. Everybody hang on through the news, and we'll be right back to all of you. And this coming hour, we are going to be putting somebody's name, well, everybody's name in the hat. Somebody's going to win a muzzleloader in the next hour, so we'll continue to have you call. And that number is 410-WCBM 680, 922-6680. Robin, you want to say it?
Get out, excuse me, get out, stay out, and stay safe.
Thank you, dear.